USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. send-up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation, demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New clues are out in the recent vaping deaths around the country. USA's Wendy King has the details.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. Investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who fell ill from across the country. I'm Wendy King.
Republicans in South Carolina, Kansas, and Nevada have scheduled meetings to decide whether to scrap presidential primaries before the 2020 election, which would not be an unusual move for the party of the White House incumbent seeking a second term. Still, it would put up even more obstacles for the long shots challenging President Donald Trump in 2020. A decision by party officials in Arizona is also expected later in the month. Challengers have emerged to Trump, including Bill Weld, a former Massachusetts governor, and Joe Walsh, a former Illinois congressman. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
An American Airlines mechanic charged with sabotaging a plane because he was upset over stalled labor contract negotiations had been fired from another airline several years ago and briefly had his mechanic's license suspended, according to court documents. Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani appeared in federal court in Miami on a charge of willfully damaging and disabling a plane. Federal investigators say he admitted to tampering with a part that provides vital information to pilots. The pilots boarded the flight on July 17th before takeoff in Miami. Alani, age 60, was arrested on Thursday. He had worked for American since 1988, but was suspended immediately after his arrest. Alani, who was born in Iraq and became a U.S. citizen in 1992, had sued Alaska Airlines in the past for discrimination based on national origin. A judge dismissed the lawsuit for lack of evidence. Chinese tech giant Huawei unveiled its latest advanced chipset ahead of the upcoming launch of the latest flagship smartphone, even as uncertainty hangs over whether the device can use Google's Android. Huawei's consumer business CEO Richard Yu showed off the Kirin 990 chipset in Berlin, optimized for new 5G networks and packaging 10.3 billion transistors into its fingernail size. The Kirin 990 will be the brain powering the Mate 30 phone. Huawei is currently the world's number two smartphone maker. They plan a global launch for the phone in Munich on September 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.